Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After they would show, you know, I want a stainless steel bar and all that stuff. You would
with Robin Irvine.
You would Google 3 months later, and this is before COVID. All the restaurants are closed. They last for
Let
like a month.
Let me just say this. When I'm walking into a restaurant after exploding my triceps, I truly think that this is disgusting.
Right. So, I asked her, I'm like, hey, you know, I read about there's like these cruises that you guys have, like a booze cruise kind of thing. And then she looks at us and she says, so do you guys want something more romantic or more party? And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, I see what's happening here.
Yeah.
This is, I see what's happening. I'm like,
it's a clothing optional gay bed and breakfast.
Sure.
Yes. And my buddy is dumb enough to say,
sorry, like, I always read ahead on these stories.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I woke up a little early this morning, got a good night's sleep, and was, you know, it's Friday, feeling pretty good about the world, feeling pretty upbeat. And then a little later on, my wife comes out, and you know how you know, right? All married men know this. You know how you know it's just not quite right? You know how you know it's just not where it should be, you know, right?
Yeah, we used to say just like a half a bubble off. If you're like, we're using
half
a level.
A bubble off. Yeah. And so, what I get is sometimes I'll get the good morning and that type of thing. Or I'll get the, you know, bye-bye, or instant conversation, like where something is discussed or whatever. And you can tell. Or then you get the silence. So I'm getting the silence this morning. Ooh. And it's and I've been up for about a half an hour. She gets up at 6 a.m. I got up at 5:30, and I'm going through show prep, and I'm going through some news items, and I'm just sitting there quietly in my skivvies on the and then I hear Russell, and she's doing stuff. And then at that point, I say, is everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was my crime. That was my crime this morning. Is everything okay? Mm. That was my comment.
Did she have a bad night with the video game?
No, the comment was,
but there was that.
Sure.
Don't open it. Don't open it. Well, it's the only way I can lower the settings. Don't open it. So anyway, I get just doing what I always do, taking out the trash. Getting Michael up, getting Michael ready. Mm. You can make your own tea this morning.
Mm.
You know, the whole thing. And, you know, I realized that, like we all do, sometimes our regular tasks, our regular, you know, things that we do,
right,
are a pain in the ass. And sometimes you get fed up, you know?
Yeah.
So then we have a little skirmish, and I'm like, well, I'm just talking to you, you know, I say, and
a dust
and then,
up?
We had a little dust up. You know, and I might have used there might have been language.
Oh, Mike.
You know, then I won't ask how you are, you know, piss off. I think that was really
Did you ever say, weird. Do you think I want to do the podcast with those jerks?
I wish, see, maybe I should, but I'd be lying. Because my job do is pleasant.
But, Mike,
I actually
we can't
enjoy
tell
it.
Them we're happy.
Right.
I mean, well, how about this?
I don't say that.
I can.
I don't say, that regularly. I toil, and it's work getting up early and getting this stuff done.
Everybody
I was
does
looking
it,
for
though.
A kicker
sure.
today, and
I'm
I was
on
looking
Team
for
O'Mara.
I was looking for a kicker, so that's how my day kind of went
Carla,
south, and it's been
look,
south ever since.
I know
then,
you
to be honest
think
with.
It looks like he has an easy life.
Yeah,
like he does the show and then goes and golfs, but no, heavy lies the crown.
Exactly,
like he literally has to think about this show 24 hours a day.
No,
let me explain what the Bolivian conjurer is doing right there. What he's saying to me, really, I know it sounds like he has a good. Where Oscar, you know, is reminds me in a veiled way all the time that my responsibilities end when the microphones turn off.
Not
he
true.
Really likes to say
not
it
true.
When he's off. But he says to me that, you know, I know he's got a charmed, wonderful life where he finishes the show and he goes golfing, which is true. I just you've don't like to be reminded
when he,
of
but
it.
Even when he golfs, Oscar, even when he golfs, there are tee times.
No, I believe that.
Which is the same as a deadline. Good. He has to excel on the course. He has to, you know, and again,
shut
no
up,
off switch.
I don't want to talk to both of you. I don't want to touch either one of you.
I don't have this chip of jealousy. You guys know this. I am happy when great things happen to good people. And even when it's not good people.
Well, this doesn't count as a great thing happening.
No, I'm telling you. But
this counts as me, you know, while you're going to slog off to ESPN or do one of your 50 other jobs.
You've got it. But no, but Mike, I'm cutting my teeth.
Hepburn's gotten a little lighter, though.
You have already done this in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I just wish I had been there, Oscar.
Let me talk for a second, please.
Okay.
Mike, what were you doing when you were 42 years old?
Radio show
every day
and running a restaurant
running a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're 61. Like, I'm 42. That's why I have like five jobs. You had what, two, three jobs back then? That's the lens I look at through. Like, I'm all like, right, this man grinded before. Okay. Now Carla's got to see it through my lens as well.
Well, Carla's just starting.
Yes. Yeah.
But Carla's been busting her ass on her website. And slogging into her
agreed.
New...
Agreed.
To be fair, what were you doing when you were 19?
Let's bring on the talking head.
Oh, is it time?
All right. Done talking about my problems.
Yeah, we did.
This is our talking head this week. Nick Loader, the singing pilot.
Wow.
Is that like... Does he do birthdays or something like that?
Read on and you shall see.
Nick has been listening to us since 1998. That's 22 years.
Yes. Wow.
He found us through his father on WPEK in Greenville, South Carolina. I remember that affiliate. He has been married. I wouldn't know the call letters, but I remember we were out in Greenville. He has been married for 3 years to a lady named Whitney.
Oh.
And I will always love you. His son Mason, 14 months, a new dad. Wow.
Yeah.
Is very strong. Don't do that to your
son.
He said it. 14 months. They live in Charlotte, North Carolina, an exploding mecca of commerce.
Yes.
Perhaps you remember Nick as the lead singer of Gum Fiction. I do. The 90s cover band that opened for the TMOS live show at the House of Blues. What a great gig.
It was good.
One of my favorite all-time experiences was that town. It was his funnest gig ever. His actual job is in aviation. He plans and designs airports, runways, and things like that. He's also a flight instructor and a single-engine commercial pilot. That means he's in that hinky stuff. He's a single-engine commercial. No, I don't know.
He probably runs a lot of drugs.
Favorite TMOS thing, Mike's Floyd Lawson impression. I love it when someone uses Floyd's last name. Lawson's last name. Ooh, yeah, get that. Nostalgia Corner and Oscar's Take. We have Oscar's Take
ooh,
today.
You're the one.
Oscar's Take. Oscar's
his
take.
Wife also adores Oscar's Take.
Oh, Oscar's Take.
He and his wife watch Jeopardy competitively. Oh, that's fun. I'll tell him my trick, but if his wife is playing Jeopardy competitively, Nick, she'll probably guess what you're doing. His band, recently Gigless, has an upcoming booking at a South Carolina RV resort. Nice! One time at a Key West bed and breakfast, he happened upon a clothing optional pool.
Oh,
I love our talking heads. He joins us now. Nick Loader, the singing pilot.
Yeah.
Nick, welcome.
Howdy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great to have you on the show. Where do I begin? I have to ask you, you know, you're a new dad, and how's that working out for you? We've all been there, except for Oscar.
It's amazing. It's the best thing ever. I tell you what, actually, we're down at my parents' right now, and he's getting some quality time with Granby and Gammy, so he's happy as a lark. I think he likes them more than us. I think that's what I've learned the most as a dad. matter as much. We're just the parents.
No. All right, so you're at your wife's parents or your parents'
home? It's my boyhood home, yes.
All right, your boyhood home, and I'm looking now, and I'm going to try to guess. So it's not Florida. I can tell by, or I could be wrong, your boyhood home. You live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
And you said you've traveled south to visit them.
Correct.
All right. So I'm going to narrow it down just by the geography. That
I have
I'm
a guess
back
as
here.
Well.
It is, okay. it is still in the south, obviously.
Yes.
It is not in Florida. We've established that. I'm going to go with Georgia. Oscar, would you like to guess?
Yes, please. Before he says yes or no. Can I see that background one more time, please? It's a great video.
You need the Absolutely. Background.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. beautiful. I think the true giveaway, Mike, is there's just a ton of natural light. Cuba. Havana. Cuba.
Guantanamo, how did you know?
Rob said New Hampshire. It's
How'd
South,
I do?
Rob. New
Hampshire. What?
He's going, where are you right now, Nick?
I am in the upstate of South Carolina. North Ooh. Of Korea.
Oh, so you didn't have not much of a drive. Not much of a drive for you, right?
In cock nope. country.
Quick drive.
Will you be doing the family Thanksgiving? Are you there for an extended period of time?
Just for the weekend. My wife and I are actually taking a trip up to Asheville tomorrow, and the little guy is staying with my parents. So this is our first night away together without little man. So it's going to be.
Asheville. Oh, wow.
God, man. I tell you, if I had the money to live in Asheville in a really nice golf community, I would tell my family to go scratch up in Maine. I
a
would.
Lot of times
I
you say that mountains. Anyway, though, Mike.
What?
You say that a lot of times anyway.
Yeah, but I really do it. I'd be like, hey, I'll see you in 6 years. I'll do it a week. That's all right. That's but not enough about me. Back to you. Uh-huh. So your band performed at the House of Blues. That was if I remember and refresh my memory, Nick, that was a pretty competitive little deal as far as getting people to perform for us, right? Didn't we do a competition?
Yeah, we did a contest.
That particular gig, because we considered the House of Blues a very cherry music venue, and we had a great time.
Right.
That was really a phenomenal experience for us to do the show. And I imagine playing in that room that's seen so many great artists, that had to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We play a lot of shows at places that are, and I call that a legitimate music establishment. You know, we play several shows, you know, of places like that, but that was unmatched. To see backstage, you know, we've got pictures of it, all the names of the bands that have played there over the years,
right.
Going back 40, 50, it's incredible.
Didn't they have, they would sign the wall, right? Am I thinking of the right venue? Yeah.
So that's why he's mentioning Aerosmith, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Aerosmith on the wall?
Yeah. There's legitimate, actual musical acts.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
consider us a musical act. We're a cover band, but these are actual musical acts.
It's so much fun. So your day job, obviously, which has taken priority with the COVID, because I mean, playing gigs is super tough, and God, do we all pine for
miss
the
it.
Time.
Yes.
You know, I'll put a request in if we do another live show somewhere. I'm putting a request in for you guys again.
Yeah.
I'd love to have you. Back.
I'd love it.
It was that much
fun. It was that much fun. The commercial pilot. Here's what. Now this is the way my sick mind. You know, I'm actually really thinking about the gig. You know, and I could use some help.
Shecky.
Okay? I could really
we'll
Shecky over there.
Yeah.
Let me. Nick, you see that? I don't know if you're looking at the same screen I'm looking at, but see the fat head down in the one corner over here.
Which corner?
Blissfully,
you got to be more specific.
Blissfully unburdened by any of the financial dealings of the show.
So not true. Do you know
he's burdened by his own financial issues, but he's not. But blissfully, you know, when it comes to really thinking about the bottom line, he doesn't care. It's like it's la la.
He has
la.
A gong.
Yeah, the man's got a gong.
By the way,
I've got
way,
a gong. And also, I was absolutely last night. Comparative shopping orange juice to bring those fruitcakes in under budget. Okay,
you are all right. You are you have now that the one time where you are now a financial pillar of the Mike O'Mara show is the fruitcakes.
Thank you.
Prior to that, though, what would
prior
it
to
have
that?
Been?
I still brought you fruitcakes.
Didn't matter. And by the way, last night I'm popping around Facebook, which I don't do nearly as much as I do. And I see a post that's really like somebody that's close to us that I want to. There he is. Rob got to it first. See another post. Rob got to it first. See another one. Rob got to it first. What he does.
Well, maybe you should try a little harder.
Like,
he's also sedentary, Mike. You're out and about.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. I was out all day yesterday. Back to you, Nick. I want to ask
don't
you about
fight
being.
You guys.
just, you know, it's like,
I'll sit there. Divorce.
I will like Nick. I will like something on Facebook. Just click the like button that I really think. And my thought process will work like this. That's amazing. Rob didn't get here. And then I'll go down to the comments and he's done a little more. Saying, way to go. Pisses me off. Anyway, back to you. Yes, do you want to say something? Your mouth's open.
I was just going to say, this might be a you thing and not a me thing. I don't know. It's just, it's social media. You're supposed to get in and socialize. That's what
it is. You and your old man, God, it's like attached to your right ball.
Well, it's good for the family SPIWAC. I have to agree. It's
really
a sitting still activity.
Like, never miss.
Yeah.
The never Great missers. Ass. How do you do that? How do you do that, Oscar? How do you never miss? How do you never never off of it?
Okay, in fairness, look, I agree. Is it a little annoying? Yes. Is it good for the show and the brand? Yes, because he's engaging. He is constantly at his computer working on an edit job or, you know, surfing the web or surfing Facebook, whatever he's doing. So he's in front of it. So when he sees a notification or it comes up in his feed, it's a top of mind. Boom.
And if you're doing an hour edit, like a long project,
sorry about this,
every
Nick,
time
sometimes we have
we'll
to do
get
our
to you
own
in a sec.
Housekeeping. My
you know, if you hit save on a file that's an hour and 10 minutes long, that's a 2 minute save sometimes. I'm not just going to sit there and watch the hourglass. Yeah. I go bop over to Facebook and see what's going on.
And bebops.
All right.
Yeah,
right, we'll go
boop,
with that.
Boop, boop, boop.
Thank you. Back to you, Nick. Let me.
It's okay. Keep this up. I'm just here to watch.
No, I become more self conscious when we
we can reset, Mike.
Front of
there
a
we
stranger.
Go.
Thank you. Nick Loder's a singing pilot, and he joins us now from his.
I have a question.
Yeah, I was going to ask him about being a pilot. Are you going to ask a pilot question?
I was going to ask him a runway question, but you go first, please.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay.
You go ahead.
I read an article on Facebook, and you know, there's fake news everywhere, so please,
yes.
If I'm a rube, I'm a rube. There was a research done, a research study done, that we are wasting land by having your traditional commercial airport grid laid out the way it is, that hypothetically, we could have almost like a circular runway that's almost infinite, and you could land at a 45-degree angle like you would at Talladega Raceway, and you just go around and round and round until you slow down.
All right, Todd. You want to answer that question, Nick?
I can respond. I don't know. That's been out there for a long time. I that's bunk. You need a straight runway. The issue is getting aircraft in from approach and departure procedures. I mean, for example, in Charlotte, we're on the approach to Atlanta. So in order for aircraft to get in and out of Charlotte Douglas Airport, they have to be sequenced with Atlanta. So when you have a circular runway, they're going off every direction. I think that might be chaotic. But then again, maybe I'm closed-minded. Maybe
no,
I'm
what if you took the circular runway?
What's chaotic
and
is Charlotte. Sorry, hate that airport. Always have.
Took the circular runway and divided it 1 through 12 like a clock. Then you could say, take off at 1 o'clock. Then you know where they're leaving from.
I think I've landed at Charlotte maybe 7 times in my entire life. Let me do my verbal explanation of landing at Charlotte. Okay. We're going to land... now. that's the way I always feel like I land at Charlotte.
It's better now.
Is it better now?
Try us again.
I will. So you're a single engine commercial pilot. What does that mean?
That means I got my private pilot's license like 10, 12 years ago, back when I was in college. And then I just kind of kept, I went to grad school at Texas A&M, and it was really cheap to rent airplanes there. And the girl I was dating at the time was doing the same thing I was, and getting her commercial, and we're actually working for a flight instructor rating. So I thought it'd be a good time to go ahead and just knock it all out while I'm young and got some time on my hands. So I have my commercial, in order to get your flight instructor rating, you have to be a commercial pilot. So basically, it means I can, if there's ever an airline that ran commercial single engine planes, then I can fly for them. But otherwise, I would, do photography.
Well, you'd go down to the Caribbean, right? And then, do some of those puddle jumpers in the Caribbean, something like that. That's kind of cool. But I mean, to be a flight instructor, you got to know, what is the single, because I've always in the recesses of my mind harbored a desire to conquer my fear of flying by actually diving into it and getting a pilot's license. What is prohibitive when it comes to being a pilot? Is there anything that you would say, look, you know, I don't recommend you pursue this. I don't know. I'm curious. What's the most important thing about being a pilot?
I mean, in terms of, I mean, I think one of the most important things is your behavior. I mean, knowing your limits. A lot of people get killed because they think they're God and they have a God complex, and they think, well, I'm better than the rules. In fact, all of my I had to make lesson plans as a flight instructor, and all of my lesson plans start with a rock star or a movie star that died doing that thing.
Richie,
teaching them not to
Richie
do.
Valens.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's mm-hmm. what. Yeah. Yeah.
The big bopper.
Yeah. With yes. the God complex and good, that type Oscar, of thing, good. would that involve like ignoring weather limits and yeah. And going
JFK
up in
Jr.
bad weather?
Example.
It always seems like that's bad. What's that?
Yeah, exactly. JFK Jr. is a great example. I mean, that's hazardous attitudes. You know, he for one thing, he was on some medicine, but he flew into instrument conditions, and he was not an instrument rated. He wasn't prepared instrument conditions. He wasn't rated for that. So I'm instrument rated, but I'm not current. I haven't flown instruments in, 5 years. So if I were to go out in the clouds, my life expectancy would be like 35 seconds.
Oh.
You have to stay on top of it.
I'm glad you bring up current because I'm curious. I mean, the only thing I can relate it to is like a driver's license. And of course, that's so much more simplistic than a pilot's license. What is the renewal process like? How often do you have to reprove that you're able to fly?
Sure. For to take people up every 2 years, I take a flight review with another instructor. And being an instructor every 2 years also, I go and basically take an online course. It's kind of a joke just between us boys here. But anyway, you take an online course and that keeps me current for being a flight instructor. It's pretty straightforward. So yeah, that's basically it. I mean, it's funny that the federal aviation regulations allow you a lot of leeway to make bad decisions, but
that's
all those
good
rules
news.
Are kind of written in blood. Yeah.
Do you fly regularly? It sounds like maybe you don't. Do you just
every
dabble in
months.
It? Or?
Yeah, I fly visual every few months. I try to stay on top of it. And a lot of times, I design airports and stuff like that. So I have projects that I'll have to take pictures of on my kind of my free time. So
what is the that? I mean, that is just such a unique way of making a living is designing airports. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine it's not just picking an open area of land. There has to do the one thing I know about airports is they have to be the topography has to be right and the soil and things like that. All that comes into play, right? With putting those runways down, is that
well,
close?
Well, it's very rare to have like what we would call a greenfield site where you just start from fresh on a brand new airport. That's extremely rare. 99% of my projects are existing airports like Charlotte or other airports around the Carolinas.
I'm sorry, I put you down when I said Charlotte.
Yeah, stop ragging on Charlotte. They're good.
It's like in the mountains, right? Isn't Charlotte like kind of a mountainous airport? Isn't that the or is it Raleigh, Durham? I don't remember where I went in the Carolinas.
Asheville's mountainous. Raleigh's hilly. Charlotte's, you know, it's Piedmont. I mean, it's just not super hilly. But
yeah, it's just busy and stuff. It's a very busy hub. So you have to kind of redesign these airports. What's the biggest concern? You hear about crumbling infrastructure. What's the biggest concern with a lot of these airports around the country right now? And then we'll get to Oscar's questions.
Yeah, it depends on the airport. A lot of airports need gates, just due to even before COVID, things were growing so fast that gates are, you know, for a lot of airports in North Carolina are so important. Just adding onto terminals, building out ramp space for parking aircraft overnight. It's funny that the size of aircraft that airlines like to use kind of is cyclical. We were seeing in the last 10 years smaller regional jets being real popular. Now we're starting to see larger jets like our ERJ-175s being more popular and Airbuses. There's always construction at an airport. So whether it's rehabilitating a runway, you know, basically reconstructing, you know, tearing it out and replacing it with new pavement, that pavement has like a 20-year design life. So that's job security.
Yeah, I get it. Oscar, you were going to ask
speaking of designing airports, what do you know about the Illuminati and DIA Denver International Airport? I've heard there are bunkers underneath that airport that the government secretly runs, a secret society.
It's another one of your theories?
I mean, if we're just, you know, debunking or confirming, I figure we have the man on the line, that if it all goes sideways one day, that the government officials have a bunker underneath DIA. Is
you know what
true?
I read? You know what I read? Yes. That they're storing underneath that airport
What's
runway?
That? Hmm.
Ballots.
Actually, the contrails you see are controlling your mind. Also, that's proven. you guys know
good.
That. I mean, I'm bringing the obvious here. No,
when we get a talking head, sometimes we have this, sometimes we don't. But Rob has a list for you. Ask him about All right, I'm going to give you all four, and then you tell me the one you want to talk about. I'm told to ask you about the time a lady bit you, the gig in a swingers bar. By the way, was that Key West, a swingers bar?
No.
That you did that gig?
No.
All right,
no.
Then I might ask you. The fight that broke out during Semi-Charmed Life, and that time a lady flashed him. She was with her son. Any one of those or all four is fine with me there, Nick. What happened with the lady biting you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the biting stories are always good ones. So we were setting up for a gig actually at the Swingers Bar in upstate South Carolina, or not upstate South Carolina, near south of Charlotte. I'm not going to call it out by name because I don't want any trouble.
All right.
But we're setting up for this gig. And it was like 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon, something like that. And this place is on a lake. Down on, kind of on the border between North and South Carolina, and this boat of people comes stumbling in, like, right. And this lady, she's probably 48, 50, 52, somewhere in that range, and
sure.
she's like got a little dress on, she's been on the lake. I thought she's just drunk. I can handle drunk people. So she starts talking to me, and she's like, "So what kind of band are you guys?" I'm like, "Oh, we play 90s music." And she was like, "90s?" Like that. I'm like, I already know where this is going. Because there's two kinds of people. There's people that are like, "Oh, cool, 90s." And people are like, "Why would you play 90s? That's like yesterday, you know?" And I think she was going down that route. And I may have made a comment where I was like, "I know to you 90s is like yesterday, but I may," and I don't remember exactly what I said, but I think I said something that just was barely enough to set her off. But clearly she was on not only alcohol, but some kind of pills. And I corroborated that later in the night. But she was like, "Oh my gosh, you're so cute." And then she went to hug me. And it was like a leech. It was like a clamp down on my neck.
Oh, no.
And I remember, like, she was a little bit short. I was trying to pull her away. I grabbed her by the waist, trying to pull her away. And she was like coming, pulling me. Didn't break skin. Didn't have to get a rabies
shot. She is vampire.
She is
biting neck. She is vampire. Well, I mean, as someone who played some band gigs myself, anytime you're out at the old bar saying that nothing good happens after 11 p.m., it just gets worse and worse.
But I remember the motto of your band was, "Thank goodness they didn't break the skin."
and you did a gig. I remember we were in Key West, I think it was last year, with my brother in law and my sister, and we went to a couple of bars that were just talking about whether we were going to go upstairs and look in on the nude bar or the swingers bar or something like that, and we never did. We didn't have the courage to do that. But you had a gig at a swingers bar. Did you know it was a swingers bar going into the gig? Did you know this was going to happen?
The Key West nude pool story is not even the gig. I'm ashamed to admit. That's just a trip with a buddy of mine.
Oh my God! Where now? There's a nude bar in Key West. I know where clothing is optional, but I was never aware of a nude pool in Key West.
This is a bed and breakfast, man.
Of course it is. Key West is also
This is not my highest point in my life. I'll tell the story. I can. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Real quick, me and my buddy, we went to Clemson. We're Clemson alum. So we went down for the Orange Bowl, just me and him. And it was New Year's Day weekend. And we were going down, and it was in Fort Lauderdale, but we had a few extra days. So we're like, "Hey, let's go to Key West. It'll be great." And this is back in my single days. So we were driving down to Key West. We're like, we get on like that long, marathon and all those little cities, the long bridge. I'm like, "Hey, we need to find a place to stay." So we're like, looking for a place to stay on, Expedia and stuff. Everything sold out. I'm like, what the hell do we do? So I start calling bed and breakfasts. And I called this bed and breakfast, and they had one room, one single bedroom with one bed. And we're like, "Dude, this is all we got. It's either this or return back and go back to where we stayed in Fort Lauderdale." So we're like, "All right, screw it. Let's just get the bed and breakfast. We'll figure it out." We roll into this bed and breakfast. There's roosters everywhere. We go up. We bring our little suitcases up to this lovely, lovely place. And this lady sees two men walk into a bed and breakfast in Key West. And she says, "Well, hey, gentlemen." We're like, "Hey, what's up?" Like, "Well, your bedroom is upstairs. It's the so-and-so room. It's very lovely." And she starts talking about the bed and breakfast. And she's like, "Well, there's a pool. It is clothing optional." And I'm like, "Oh, that's kind of odd." And me and him are talking about doing like a booze cruise because we're here to get party, right?
Right.
So I asked her. I'm like, "Hey, I read about there's like these cruises that you guys have, like a booze cruise kind of thing." And then she looks at us and she says, "So do you guys want something more romantic or more party?" And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, I see what's happening here. Yeah. This is, I see what's happening. I'm like,
it's a clothing optional like, gay bed and breakfast.
Sure.
Yes. And my buddy is dumb enough to say,
sorry, like, I always read ahead on these stories.
Like, spoiler alert, right. So, you know, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, boobs, football. We just want booze cruise. We want a party. And then my buddy's like, yeah. And she gives us some names. And then she's like, well, guys, by the way, your room's upstairs. Would you like to see the pool? And I'm like, nope. Time out. Don't see the pool. And my buddy's like, yeah, let's see the pool.
Hey, Nick, one thing. When she asked you if you were looking for a party cruise or a romance cruise, and you said, you know, party, did your friend at any point say, but romance is nice?
Because you know, he's the one that wants to see the pool.
Just, yeah, exactly.
Have you connected the dots at this point before you go to the pool?
I will tell back ahead. You know, I met this guy in an acapella group in college, so maybe the dots are more connected. We used to sing in choir.
Yeah, you need to sharpen your pencil, pal.
Did you ever make it to the pool?
Yeah, two guys. Yes, bed and breakfast. Why not?
Exactly. So she led us to the pool, and it was like a sausage buffet. I mean, it was just everywhere you. I mean, I've always figured like a nude beach. There's really no one there because no one does this stuff. This is like what you read about or whatever. No, it was heavily occupied nude pool, age 55 and up.
Skewing older.
All male, 55 and up. How pleasant was that? That
and
was.
They see these two young bucks walk in and they're like, "All right." it was not a good scene. I kind of blacked out at that point.
That's great.
Oh my god! Well, next time we get you on, we'll talk about the fight that broke out during the semi-charmed life. And you know, congratulations on getting a new gig at the RV resort. That's going to be kind of a socially distanced gig for Gump Fiction. I take it, Nick.
Oh yeah, I'm sure in South Carolina. I look forward to getting the COVID. It's
going to be the Kobe. Well, we look forward to things getting back to normal where all the bands can get out there and do that. And thank you for 22 years of support. We appreciate that. And is there anybody you want to say hello to with this opportunity? And by the way, Nick, one of the record setters for time on
the
show.
Yeah. Just
cool guy to talk to. Anybody you want to say hello to before we let you go?
My lovely wife, Whitney, my Jeopardy partner.
Oh, that's sweet. And lovely Mason, good congratulations on that, who is very strong. Don't ever steal that line. It's horrible, Rob. Does.
Horrible.
Nick, God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you,
and
Nick.
Stay safe when you're flying. Rob Spiewak, that was a good one. We will start the show right now, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've always taken care of you, Fredo.
Taking care of me? You're my kid brother. You take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Huh? Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Well, I hope my age is correct. I'm always accurate about my age. Make sure that everybody sees the cake before we cut it. I'm very pleased you're all able to come from such distances to be with me today. When a man comes to this point in his life, he wants to turn over the things he's been blessed with. Turn them over to friends as a reward for the friends he's had, and to make sure that everything goes well after he's gone.
Oh, Hyman.
Not for years.
Here. Well, we'll see. The doctors would disagree, but what do they know? These are wonderful things that we've achieved in Havana, and there's no limit to where we can go from here. This kind of government knows how to help business, to encourage it. The hotels here are bigger and swankier than any of the rough joints we put in Vegas. And we can thank our friends in the Cuban government, which has put up half of the cash with the Teamsters on a dollar-for-dollar basis. has relaxed restrictions on imports. What I'm saying is that we have now what we have always needed, real partnership with the government. Smaller piece. I want all of you to enjoy your cake.
Enjoy your cake.
Enjoy.
Happy birthday. L'chaim.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, heard all over the joint. Wilmington, Delaware, Oakland, California. Buenos Aires, Argentina. Forest nice. City, North Carolina. Flagstaff, Arizona. And Clawney Island, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by MyBookie. Love this website. So easy to navigate. So great to get involved with the NFL. You're going to love it, too. Late fall college ball, the NBA bubble, UFC Fight Island. It's clear 2020 has been a year unlike any other, which is why you need a sports book with offers unlike any other. Including the Masters going on right now. Tiger Woods in the hunt.
Yes.
I was even going to look. They're starting early this morning. They're playing right now. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. You get access to all the classic table slot and card games. The best part is MyBookie. The doors never close. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. Why'd you put that in there?
That's
you
good copy.
Oh, stop it. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, you use the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything in the sports book. If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, it's a great way to get in on it. And since it's on the house, you can't beat it. Officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you are at it. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, you
welcome.
Know, you brought up so the Masters. You know what's funny is that, and this didn't occur to me until they talked about it on the news this morning, they're having a hard time getting the rounds in because the days are so much shorter than they are in May.
Going it's getting off, dark. I think for the first time on the front and back nines to get it in there. It's still beautiful. It's still a beautiful television event to look at, but it's just a little off. But of course, what's great about superstardom is that even with the Masters being held in November, if El Tigre starts to keep those afterburners on and play like he's playing, all bets are off and he will do it again. Every single time you count that guy out,
he
shows up with guys half
his
age. And it's the new hair. I am dying to hear you talk about this because I watched him with the hat on yesterday and I didn't see the hat come off. And then you come in here and you're saying he got, did he get plugs or something like that?
It's not confirmed. While I set it up, just briefly, last year, during his Masters championship, a lot of the haters were saying, hey, and look, I've got a receding hairline as well. They're just like, hey, what about that hairline? He's not really winning at life at everything. And then this year, he has a hat on most of the time. Mm-hmm. He, during what was a press conference, was a social media moment, he shared his picture. And see, that's still receding right there, Rob. There's an actual updated picture right now.
Okay, still looking.
Where that's recent from yesterday, where he has a picture of just him, I think, and his daughter, one of his family members. And the hair looks rich, and it looks like it looks deep. It looks like it's got a lot of foliage. It's not thinning.
Foliage.
And I said, awesome. Whoa. Like, did he go to Bosley? Or I know he didn't go to Istanbul.
Now, what is Bosley? What is Bosley?
Oh, it's just a famous late night bald man's dream of going to get hair implants or a scalp treatment where you go
do
and
they
get hair restoration.
Do they do it better than they used to? Because my memory of guys that would do that, one guy that I work with, a sales guy, Dennis, let me see. That's yesterday, Rob?
Yes, that's recent. That's at the
That's totally different.
Right? And you know what it is? It's that the Kevin James, when we saw it up close, it's even if it looks right, it's always too straight. It looks like, you know, they like drew a line and stuck to it.
I actually disagree because I know we joke a lot about it. When you see a guy, even if you have to question it, I think 10 years ago, there was a lot of stigma with hair, restoration therapy, as like I like to call it.
Yeah,
I'm listening. Hair plugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I, for some reason, I feel like a guy like Tiger should just shave his head and he'd be A-okay and he's good to go.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Now I see him with his new hair, allegedly.
He looks good.
And I'm like, well, that looks pretty good.
It looks pretty. So, but my question, and I don't even know whether you can answer this. I remember the guy, this is back in the 80s that we worked with. Who went through, they took the hair off the back of his head and popped it up on the top, and he had these nasty, bloody holes down, and it was this lengthy process.
Yeah, it was like Jesus almost like they went in Christ. With like a little apple corer, and they take out little tufts,
and then put them up painful, front. Too.
Horrible to see.
I think the pain is still there, but I feel like it's come a long way, and if look, a guy with like Tiger, he's can spare. He doesn't have to spare. Like he can buy the best of the best. And if that is the best of the best,
yeah. Honest with you? I mean, being the mega Tiger fan that I am, I think I prefer that kind of new look. Yeah. When you look at Tiger with that. Now my baldness, when I went down to like a number one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is. I don't think this is the headphone line. But my headphone line goes right here on
lean
the top.
More forward, please. A little more forward.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
My headphone line goes right
Mike,
there.
I'm happy to tell
and
you
then
that you're
you
a candidate.
You will notice that I have what
my
is
candidate.
Appearing to be
count
the
balance.
Male pattern baldness where it's right where the headphone line is. And as I'm growing it out again, it is such a pain in the ass because it's really just, it's super thick through here, like right through here. It's A-okay. Then you get the headphone line, and then I come down here, and it's get. This is where, which I guess this would be the classic male pattern.
Yeah,
yeah,
right here where it gets thin, and I know if I grow it long enough, at this stage of the game, I don't have to sweat it that much. But I'm wondering whether right now I'm kind of making that call as to whether I just go back to the number one and keep it that way, or I try to recreate the the flowing hair.
Do you remember when you about
also you love surgery, so this might be perfect for you.
Yeah, you're due for one, an elective surgery. A month and a half ago, you said grow my hair out and see what happens.
Yeah.
I found this out that my pattern is not only typical pattern, but also.
Yeah,
atypical.
Is that even a pattern? What you have?
It's more of a design, I think. It's a
looks
it's
like
crooked.
Pangea.
It's very.
So you're
crooked.
Still in denial, Rob. You don't have a pattern.
No, but what I'm saying is
lean
that
down
I have the receding.
So everybody can see that is not a pattern.
It's atypical in that it is not pattern. It's very crooked. My hairline goes like this. It goes around here and then out and then back. And then what started as just a small dot on the crown of my head is now all the way forward. And I can tell, I've said this before, I track my baldness by the amount of drag on my razor when I'm shaving my head. Because it's like smooth, 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 smooth. And there's like no resistance for about the size of a 5x8 card on top of my head. None resistance.
What Rob doesn't realize is that nature has redistricted his hairline over the years.
Like, and where is it gone?
So at one point in your life, it was probably like, hey, I got this working for me. I got this. And we all have this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were growing back your hair, especially when we would talk before the show, we'd always say, is that a mole? What's going on in your head? Because you couldn't really tell from the camera. And you'd lean in. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It
looks like some fracking went down.
I'm sure that most of the hair is retreated to my back.
Yeah.
It's where it's growing now. It's a forest.
I don't want to have that. I don't want to have that.
Oh, like an Al Lewis.
You know what I mean?
I think we all. You've got
Widow's
hair
Peak.
For your age. You've
got
hair.
I got for my hair. And by the way, the gray is just still on the sides, pretty much. That's
this
true.
Is the way I understand it.
Oscar's mantra today is, Mike, for your age.
They've got.
For your age, you're doing gray.
They'll take the hair from the bottom, let's say down here, from the back
neck.
Of the back of your neck, right?
I'm not
plenty
doing
of
that.
Hair
you
down
got,
there.
You got good hair down there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not down there, but back there.
From my ass?
No, from another part of your. Look, I guess
Mike's hair has gotten curly.
Above your a little above your neck. Do you have full? Are you like full of hair there?
Pubic hair club for men. I'm sorry.
Long time ago.
Pubic hair. I'm Ned Ulock, the pubic hair club for men. I have more than enough hair down there.
If we had a sponsor, would you do it?
New. No. Absolutely not. No, I have no. If I'm really feeling like this is growing back funky, I'm buzzing it again. Okay. I'll be fine with that. But right now, the problem
no
I have
shady sponsor,
is that,
Mike? No shady sponsor for you?
No. But Bosley, is that what you're saying? Is that the gold standard?
I don't know. It's just it's an ongoing joke for anybody that stays up all night, because that's when it comes together. They're banking on men being at home hammered saying, I want to go bald. Let me go
well,
Bosley.
Mike, if you go with Bosley, you might end up talking like David Doyle from
Bosley. By the way, I watch my TV commercials during loser time. That's why there are 500 commercials for Car Shield every time I'm watching my... I shouldn't say that. What if we get them for an appetizer? Oh, God. Never, never do that. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day.
Hello. I'm here to talk to you about the Oscar Santana National School of Broadcasting.
Ooh. Yeah.
We here at Oscars and SOB are always looking for ways to help young broadcasters make their way in the cutthroat world of podcasting. Today, we're showcasing one of our favorite broadcasting tools, the verbal crutch.
Now, just for context, we really have to take into full context. Just a little context. some context. I had no context. It's separate, it's a different context.
As you can see, a successful broadcaster needs to be able to talk, but no one said anything about speaking. For more information on Oscars and SOB, look for our ads at MikeOmaraShow.com. And remember the school motto.
If I can get on the radio, anything's possible.
Gotta work hard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. Hey, listen, how long have you been playing Best Fiends, Rob Spiewak?
God, I think over a year now. It's still is confounding and entertaining. I love the game. It's so great.
It is. If you're like me, you're running low on bingeable stuff. Really, it happens, believe it or not. How do you beat the boredom? Just play Best Fiends. It's the free-to-download puzzle game. You're going to love it. Unlike your favorite streaming platform, there's no end in sight. Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels with more added all the time. It just keeps going and going and going. You get the point. Rob is hooked, and if you're anything like him, you will be too. No Wi-Fi, no worries. You don't even need an internet connection.
No.
Hit of that. Yeah, Rob. No.
Mike, I'm on level 1,055. They have great sandwiches, too.
They have great sandwiches, too.
Level 1055 is called Cascade Blockade, and I want you to know, Mike, the slugs are back in play. You have to destroy six slugs, and you have to uncage four yellow things that look like little coronaviruses, but I'm sure they're not. But it's level 1055. You're going to love this game. No end in sight. It's the best.
Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. That's what you want to do. Go for it. Have fun. And I want to get this out of the way before we get out of here this week, because... Carl and I did find something that we are trying to watch. I just hate it, but I don't hate it. I can watch it. I can watch it. It's the reboot on, I think it's on Netflix, of Unsolved Mysteries. The old TV show that used to be on. And this is going to sound dumb, but I just hate that it's unsolved. What's the point?
It leaves you hanging,
you know,
doesn't
at the
it?
End, they're going to give, all they're going to do is sit there. This is like Dateline without the kicker.
Yeah.
This is like coming on and just going, you know, here's a guy. He wandered off. He was bruised. They found him in a landfill, and nobody knows what happened to him. Goodbye. That's it. Lady goes into a Norway hotel, puts a bullet in her head. There's nobody else in the room. Nobody knows what might have happened to her. Well, she committed suicide. That's what it looks like, but we don't know. Blah, 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 blah. And then it goes on and on and on.
How did he through that roof and leave his shoes right all over the hotel?
You watched that
know.
One.
I don't
in
know.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, that was the one about... It's not satisfying, and I'm not sure how that show ever was a hit, because if you're like me, you want a little bit of closure, right?
Yes,
you want that
ending,
that so everything gets figured out. And it's
I
not even like America's
more
Most
important.
Wanted, where you're trying to catch the crook.
I think closure is more important than ever, and one of my favorite games is when I was watching Restaurant Impossible, after they would show, you know, I want a stainless steel bar and all that stuff, you would go
with Robert Irvine.
You would Google 3 months later, and this is before COVID. All the restaurants are closed. They last for
Let
like a month.
Let me just say this. When I'm walking into a restaurant after exploding my triceps,
I truly think that this is disgusting. Well, you don't even have labels on this food. It's rotting in the back of the refrigerator. Yes.
Oscar, have you bought into the theory? And I agree with you. And they do the show, for what it's worth, is well done. There is no satisfaction.
Yeah, but it feels like that you're not allowed to listen to the second side of a record or something.
This
show is great until it stops.
It's all about your follow-up, your second screen experience. If you're on the computer looking at the Reddit pages devoted to the series or each one of these episodes of what people are working on, late breaking news, if they find any clues.
So they're steering people to other platforms what you're saying.
Think about, you want people to think about your product all the time. You watch an hour episode, then you're on the internet for an hour reading people's comments. Then it's like the engagement period is not just the show anymore, especially with that show. Because there's so many people that want to talk about it, like these crime dramas, that they're like, all right, let's talk about it here. So then when you come back to another episode, then you go through that cycle again. It's a genius show with, frankly, a premise that we weren't used to getting anything solved when we were younger watching TV.
That's true.
Let me explain to you the joy that I experienced watching the documentary about Michelle McNamara, Patton's ex-wife, who tragically passed away. I'll Be Gone in the Dark. That was knowing what the ending was going to be. And that was more satisfying to me just to know that they got the guy in no small part due to her efforts. And I love that. I like a movie where I know that we're going to kind of figure it out at the end. I just think they let it lay there, and for some reason, it just seems lazy.
We crave resolution. You know what? One of the greatest, and there was an article in New Yorker a few weeks ago that a show that has had a tremendous resurgence during COVID, people are binging Columbo, the old mystery show with Peter Falk. And one of the reasons is that in the first break of the episode, who's guilty. It's not a show like Murder, She Wrote where you have to wait till the end.
You know, sure that's not fake news coming from the Spiewak network?
No, this is absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And Columbo was sort of groundbreaking because they'd tell you who was guilty at the front of the show, and then you watched Columbo solve it. And because of
that's enormously satisfying.
So satisfying because you're along for the ride and you know you're going to get there. Unsolved Mysteries, it leaves you feeling unfulfilled, unsatisfying, wearying, as Orson Welles would say.
Unrewarding. It's something. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. That's all that we have right now. We have to take another short break. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Right.
We ran a little bit late today.
Thanks a lot, Loader.
When we come back, we're going to do a little house cleaning on the Mike O'Mara Show with an unnecessary task that I don't think we need to do. I'll run it past the guys because unlike what our country is trying to be right now at the White House, we are not trying to be a dictatorship here. We are a democracy.
Ooh.
A democracy. Okay.
Democracy?
We'll be right back. Democracy.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to the Mega Touch Superstore. We have thousands and thousands of rescued and restored Mega Touch terminals at consumer-friendly prices. And every Mega Touch we sell comes with the double S guarantee. It'll arrive in your home and it will be both stinky and sticky, or it's free. Isn't that great? Mega Touch is mega terrific. And if you want to stay in touch, that's super easy too. You just send a letter to the TMOS mailbag. Just tappity-tap out an email and send it to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Rob with two B's. How adorable is that? Till next time, come on down and see us and keep playing Mega Touch.
Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me.
All right, Carla. Commercial's over, so I think... Carla, that promo is over.
Oh, no!
That promo's over. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, flu season is right around the corner. So it's more important than ever to have a strong immune system. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support to maintain and strengthen your immune system. It's a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and a product called Wellimmune.
Yes.
In convenient single-serving packets. Wellimmune is a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system, and the vitamin C and D and the zinc will keep you at your best. Each packet is bursting with fresh, natural tangerine flavor. Tangerine makes your immune system feel good, and it takes so good at Liquid IV. Anyway, plus Liquid IV is donating 3.7 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're going to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active military. They're giving back. Love, love, love that. To date, the company has donated over 6.7 million servings globally. It's convenient, and I love it. Liquid IV's new hydration multiplier plus immune support is available at Walmart, or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. What is that music?
This is Jimmy Dorsey doing Tangerine.
Oh, that's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS.
Tangerine.
At liquidiv.com.
You hit the post.
Can't believe I did. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. What do you, Rob Spiegel, you know what this song is about? I don't. Is it a Tangerine
movie,
lady?
It's from the movie or the show, the Broadway show Fleets In, which was, I think, about enemas.
Oh, I don't know. Jesus.
The Fleet's In, honey.
Yes, it is. No, there it was a service musical from the war, and it was a big hit record. A lot of people, you might even know it from the Herb Alpert album, Whipped Cream and Other Delights, which is another good version of it.
Is this a fan favorite of Rob Spiewak? Do you like this song?
It's a great song.
Tangerine. Yes-a-ree.
And if you want to go slightly more current, remember in the, well, this is only 40 years ago, Risky Business, when they're on the train?
Yes.
That is a band called Tangerine Dream.
Ooh.
That did the song Love on a Real Train.
I always thought that was Peter Gabriel.
No, uh-uh. And remember, Gary Stein's wife is in this movie.
Not this
really?
Scene.
Not this scene, though. No. She was the babysitter?
Clarify, yes.
Yes.
Man, Rebecca De Mornay. Wowzy wow. This movie, you want to talk about a sexy movie. You know?
Yeah.
That was a sexy movie. That was a truly, and in spite of Tom Cruise.
Well, in spite of Booger. Curtis Armstrong was in it.
Well, Curtis Armstrong, a working actor. Like,
oh, he did 5 seasons of The New Girl. He was great on Moonlighting.
All the Revenge of the Nerds movies?
Yes, of course.
Booger. But he'll never live that down. Booger. It's so sad.
His sensei was it snotty or something like that? It's probably culturally inappropriate.
All right. We try to give you small doses of reality, ladies and gentlemen. The fact is, here it is Friday. This is our last taping of the week. And we are sitting here without the formal or even the beginning of the transfer of power taking place because the certain quadrants are keeping their heels dug in. Now it's brought to my attention today that we are going to have perhaps marches on Washington this particular weekend.
Yes.
You guys are in our nation's capital. Rob just outside. Oscar in the belly of the beast. What are you hearing about what might be happening in D.C. this weekend as things seem to be getting crazier and crazier?
There is supposedly a MAGA faction coming in to march on Washington in the protest of the election, the election results. They say that, you know, like every other narrative out there that says that all the ballots weren't counted accurately. And then on the other side, there's a counter protest that's allegedly going to come out. And I say this all because it is interesting that, as far as living in the nation's capital, that you live in what is a Fortnite set now, because everything is boarded up and ready for some sort of disturbance. And I was joking about it last week within, I think, at the body of the show, where I said, well, all these people spend all this money on plywood, why don't they take it down because election's over? No. Whoever's forecasting is much brighter than I am. They're keeping it up just in case.
The police officials in D.C. said it's a good idea to keep up the plywood a little longer. They don't know. They're having to sort of gather their information from social media, which makes it, you know, a little sketchy to begin with. It's either going to be called the Million MAGA March, which is very clever, or the Stop the Steal rally. So I think they both have the same viewpoints. But, and then how do they, of course, because it's Washington, D.C., they close the news report by saying, so expect traffic delays this weekend in the city.
Yeah, the pro-Trump rallies have garnered support from Fox News host Sean Hannity, as well as more fringe figures, including Enrique Tarrio, chairman of the Proud Boys, self-described American nationalist and social media agitator Nicholas Fuentes, conservative provocateur Jack Posobiec, who promotes promoted the Pizzagate conspiracy. So they're all coming in.
Yeah.
You know what? No big whoop. Don't worry about it. Oscar, I think you're going to have a fine weekend.
Yeah,
it's going to be nice weather up in D.C.?
I guess fall is here, Mike. It's rainy. Yeah. Then it's kind of sunny, just like global
warming
is giving to us.
Sunny tomorrow with a high of 54, low of 37. But Sunday with a 60% chance of rain and a high of 59. Back to you, Oscar.
I don't want to dismiss what's going on downtown, but if you live in and we're still working in the city, you're not desensitized to it, but you're just like, all right, maybe I'll take L Street instead of M Street, and then I'll get around to the garage regardless.
Mm-hmm. There it goes. And, you know, things are moving, and we'll see what happens, but it's just sad. It's very, very sad. No one's really, the only way I think it's going to move in the right direction is if people in his own party, by the way, Arizona called by NBC, CNN, everybody today.
Good for
finally another state in the Biden camp. And, here we are. We'll see what happens.
It's starting to look bad for his reelection, Mike.
Big Plywood is the only winner here.
The winner.
Big Plywood. But 84. Have you had rain since they put them up?
Yes, it has.
Can't reuse it if it's not pressure treated. That's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, we'll keep you posted as much as we can, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back with the Oscars take of the week right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Come and shoot. King's Thing.
Ah!
And now, here's Larry. Frankie Valli sings like an angel, but his temper... Oof.
If you're talking about cheese, Kraft Singles should marry and settle down. My COVID test came back negative for a pulse. Whoa! Oscar Santana makes my heart race. He has a great chest. The Renaissance. Overrated. I found the best Chinese food comes from Cincinnati, Ohio. Weird. If Little House on the Prairie is on TV, count me in. I love that Olsen girl. Bumper stickers gained popularity after the car was invented. The TMOS bonus show is what you need. Sure, boy. Subscribe today at MikeOMeraShow.com. Big funny, small money. You can't miss.
All right. I love Larry with that level of frequency.
I think maybe just a little bit.
And
just
you hold him off, and that's the format of Larry going forward.
Good.
I'm looking forward to doing some new ones. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. 50 years from now, when historians chronicle the pandemic and all the ways it affected the world, one thing they'll talk about is how the housing industry surged during this unprecedented time. Mortgage rates dropping to all-time lows. Housing appreciation soaring, record numbers of sales contracts. You don't want to read about it in the history books. You want to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial and do it now. Other companies advertise ultra low rates, but don't tell you that they're charging you a ton of origination points.
A ton.
Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. I recommend them because I've used them. So is Oscar. At this level, and a lot of our listeners as well, at this level, you likely never need to refi again. Call the loan professionals at Cornerstone and don't miss out on being a part of history. Whether you purchase, refinance, cash out, or get a lower rate and shorter term. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And now...
Oh no! It'll be okay.
It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
A review and comment on the news of the day that is only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the American people. People of the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey.
Right-thinking people of the United States.
Hey.
Or anybody out there. That's the way I look at it. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar.
Yes, sir.
The Weeknd will do the halftime show at the 2021 Super Bowl, which is scheduled for February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The Weeknd says, quote, "We all grow up watching the world's biggest acts play the Super Bowl, and one can only dream of being in that position. I'm humbled, honored, ecstatic to be the center of that infamous stage this year." Jay-Z obviously had some say in the choice, given his partnership with the NFL, and he said, quote, "The Weeknd has introduced a sound all his own. His soulful uniqueness has defined a new generation of greatness in music and artistry. This is an extraordinary moment in time, and the show is going to be an extraordinary experience with an extraordinary performer." I think I heard that you were a fan of The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah. The
right?
Weeknd, his catalog of music is... It's catchy, Mike. It's not offensive. It's perfect for the NFL. And
it's catchy.
I don't know. Look, he's got
and he makes food that's tasty.
Well, it's not for you, Mike. It's not for Rob.
Disagree.
It's almost not for me.
Disagree. You take a song like I Can't Feel My Face. It is catchy. It's a pop record.
Okay.
And I'm all in.
All
I'm
right.
In.
But you like it because it has the word face in it.
Face.
Yes. I
look,
believe.
Look, I like the Super Bowl where they use the Up With People singers.
Do you remember when they had 88 grand pianos on the field, Mike?
Do you remember when Rob froze?
Yes.
Is Rob frozen
just
for you,
now.
Oscar?
Oh, no. He is for me as well.
The internet connection.
Let me. He'll be here next week. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Very good.
For me, it's going to be interesting how they actually take this show and bring it into the COVID-19 world. And by that, I mean to actually perform and make it look big on a field that will be socially distanced. Because mm-hmm. by the time we have the Super Bowl, we're not going to have the vaccine deployed everywhere. It will be interesting to also see how they get fans in the stands and how that evolves by February. So I'm looking forward to it, Mike. It seems like they're taking all the right steps to make sure that this performance goes off. It is a key aspect to the Super Bowl overall.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they're going to pull it off on the field without as many people as they would in the past to make it look
like...
Hey,
it's Tampa.
Yeah.
Come one, come all. Who gives a rat's ass? Right?
I believe the performers are going to care, so
yeah,
we'll find out.
No, yeah.
I don't know, but Florida, you know, it's open. Thanks, Duz Santis. You listen to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, Jeopardy producers still won't discuss a possible replacement for Alex Trebek, but fans are pushing their favorites, including... Reading Rainbow host LeVar Burton.
Hey!
A petition to give him the gig was closing in on 50,000 signatures as of last night. I think it'd be an amazing choice, even though he's a little longer in the tooth. And to be clear, LeVar wants the job. Someone suggested him on Twitter back in September, and he replied, quote, "Not gonna lie, I feel like I've been preparing my whole life to occupy the host podium when Alex retires." I think it's an absolute solid choice. What say you?
It's in a book. Take a look. A Reading Rainbow. LeVar, cool your jets. Literally, we're not even a week into his passing. And people out there, I know that you want to move on, but just the man, Alex Trebek.
It's what we do. We have no soul.
That's true. People named LeVar take jobs.
Give him a moment. Give the family a moment to mourn. How do you think they feel when they get out there and they're like, "Oh, I guess they're replacing our father, our husband, this icon," right?
Now you're making me feel bad. I agree with you. I agree. Yep, too early. That's a good take on that. I like that. Everybody chill out. I still think it'd be a good host if,
I agree,
you know, when they make that call. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take, and I've lost my soundboard. Damn it.
Earlier this week, Oscar, Mountain Dew announced a new cookbook where every recipe uses Mountain Dew.
Yum!
But maybe you were thinking, whoa, that sounds too fancy. This might be more your speed. Cheetos just announced they're coming out with a holiday cookbook. And yes, all 22 of the recipes involve Cheetos. The recipes include things like Flamin' Hot Friendsgiving Turkey, Chester's Kickin' Cornbread Dressing, Chester's Cheesy. Who's Chester?
Chester's the Cheeto
Chester
on the
Cheeto
bag.
From
yeah,
Cheetos.
Come on.
Sorry, Chester's cheesy skillet
Chester's
corn.
Also says that he wants to host Jeopardy.
He's been dreaming about it his whole cheesy life.
Yeah.
And good, better, best pumpkin pie. Bleck. Anyway, if you want the cookbook, you can get it at the Cheetos website by making a donation to World Central Kitchen Nonprofit. But it's sold out. Duh!
Duh!
What's your take, Oscar?
Mike, that list is your general practitioner's worst nightmare. They don't care about you. They just want to move Cheetos. Now, do I think it's an interesting concept? We've probably been doing it with chips or Cheetos or whatever when you take a few chips and throw it on your sub. People do that right. All the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This concept is not necessary for America right now. And I'm not hating on it. I like the Doritos shell tacos. I'm a fan of all these incarnations. But we have enough on our plate that's killing us. Again, just like the Alex Trebek situation, take a beat. Don't mess with Thanksgiving too much. You want to give us 20 desserts? That's fine. But don't add Cheetos or cheese poofs, whatever you'd like, to our Thanksgiving dinner. Just not yet.
Got it. All right. We're listening to Oscar's take, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. Take.
Oh, and I owe you one more, too. So hold on, just so we're even.
OCD.
There we go.
Done. Oscar, we are entering pecan season, so it's time to dive back into this debate. Which pronunciation? I can't believe this story came across.
Great. I know, because we already discussed it.
We did it yesterday. Which pronunciation is right? Pecan or pecan? A new survey asked people, and the results solved literally nothing. 50.54% of people voted for pecan. 49.46% voted for pecan. But I heard on Parler that pecan roll observers had to stand 2 feet away. So we'll see if the votes stand.
A Parler joke. I don't know. And I thought about this, why I was obsessed with it. The same question when we have 2 days ago on the show, this is Friday, Wednesday show. We were going, Rob and I were actually against you, Mike, because you're a pecan guy or
you know,
pecan
I've been thinking about it too, Oscar. I know it's your bit, but I just want to weigh in with this.
Yeah.
I think I say it both ways. I don't think I'm consistent with how I say it.
I think I might do the same thing, believe it or not. I think I might go pecan pie. I think pecan pie, I say pecan, and what a delicious pecan. No, pecan is my way. Don't you guys say pecan?
I say pecan pie. Pecan pie.
How do you
say
pronounce it, Oscar? I forgot.
I say pecan. No, I say pecan.
You say pecan.
I say pecan. I say pecan. I think.
But also, when I order from nuts.com, I say pecan. Yeah. And I say, so I mean, it's just, I don't know. It seems like I go both ways.
What
like
does Jim Twitch Neighbors. Say? What does Mark Riddell say?
He says, I'll have a promo about pecans for you in 20 minutes.
Very good. You're listening to Oscar's take. Finally, Johnny Depp's issues with Amber Heard cost him his gig in the Fantastic Beasts movie, and his fans want retribution. Somebody launched a petition to get her fired from Aquaman 2, and it has well over 1.1 million signatures. The petition claims that Amber was the abusive one in the relationship, not Johnny, and since they're split, she's been on a crusade to ruin him. For the record, Amber doesn't care what the haters think. She says, quote, paid rumors and paid campaigns on social media don't dictate casting decisions because they have no basis in reality. That's our last Oscars
take
for the day.
I saw this, Mike. The first thing I thought for Johnny Depp, it's tough. I saw that they want him to leave and he has to leave that franchise. He has enough. What I'm really wondering about is Amber Heard's magic vagina. Her body count of men, successful men, Elon Musk, Johnny Depp. What do you have to get those type of men? I want to know.
Wow. Yeah. You'll go gay if that's the...
she clearly has something that other women don't. All she does is find the most successful men in their field, and then she dates them.
But you're being vague, Oscar. Magic. Are you saying, do you want to be with Amber Heard?
No, I want to Elon Musk. Elon Musk, thank you.
That's Oscar's take, everybody. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
We will come back with the final audio vault. Vault?
Vault?
Hey, Velt. You built the Velt? Yeah, you get the Velt. Doesn't matter to me, Velt. I don't know. I do. It's here. That's fun. We'll come back with more fun and the audio ball, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Whoa.
The Lord loves you. That's why you cry. Busyisms. A dog eating grass means the holidays are here. Busyisms. A broken rake is a kitchen necessity. If you know the secret, Buseyisms. Hello, dear people. This is Gary Busey. I played Buddy Holly. Now, I offer wisdom. Do you have thoughts you want to share? Then you should be a TMOS talking head.
Just email Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com and you can find yourself on a Zoom call with the three wise men of TMOS. Include a phone number and get ready for fun. TMOS Talking Heads, more fun than a Cincinnati margarine rally with extra red hots. Busey-isms.
Thank you, Gary. Get some oxygen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. Beware. The holidays are coming, and there's nothing you can do about it. Get ready for Thanksgiving on the lanai. The stuffing will be served al fresco. This year, Santa is just going to drop your presents down the chimney. Sorry for that cracked iPad screen. Ho, ho, ho. You can kiss under the mistletoe as long as you kiss your ass goodbye. Yay! I got a respirator for Hanukkah.
Oh, no.
On the eighth crazy night. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not such a silent night with all that coughing. And New Year's Day, more like New Fear's Day. Is that a champagne pop or deadly nasal droplets? Can you rely on anything this holiday season?
No,
yes.
You can't.
You can depend. Yes, you can, Rob. You can depend on the TMOS bonus show. It will be there for you, and it's 100% safe to share. It makes a great gift for your palm reader, your fishmonger, that obese spelunker, or even yourself.
Right.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and you're there. It's the best and funniest way to support TMOS, the bonus show. You'll never suffer with this stocking stuffer. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you very much. And now open the audio vault for today, Friday the 13th.
And I'm glad you bring that up. I seldom get a request for the audio vault, but you know, Mike, what have I always said? All the way with Kiki K. Have I always said this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Keek wanted to hear this remix of Rebecca Black for Friday the 13th, so I will favor her with it. That's enough of that. But anyway, we love to play your requests.
Thanks,
here
Kiki.
At Boss Radio. Mike, one thing that's kind of neat, with people still reeling from the passing of Eddie Van Halen, more and more archival tape is emerging. And someone found an audio recording of them in 1975 playing a high school. And they're covering the song Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. I think it's a Rick Derringer song. Keep in mind, Van Halen in 1975, Eddie is 20. And this is fun to listen to. Right here. Wait for the solo. You'll love it.
Same licks. You can hear them.
45 years ago. And what pisses me off, I think at my high school we got like Bob Brown's puppets. This high school got Van Halen. But that's cool. You can find that on YouTube. A new, we know that Sam Jackson is a spokesperson for Capital One, but they released their new Christmas commercial, and it opens with Santa Claus, but Santa Claus is John Travolta. So what we have here is a Pulp Fiction reunion.
Yes, right. Oh, cool. Check. Now just in the dang coupon code.
Hold your reindeer, Santa.
Samuel, what's up?
I got a gift for you. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them. Just download it to your computer. It's free.
Whoa.
Oh, I have that. Saved me a bundle.
You have that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
So, that get me off your naughty list?
Are you off the naughty words?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
So it's fun to watch that. And it's great Santa makeup on John Travolta because I was afraid they might leave him bald. But no, they gave him beautiful flowing hair. Yeah.
Reprising Vincent. Good for him. I root for John Travolta. Tough life for that guy.
Oscar, you run in smart circles. You actually have a large overlap in opinion with Dr. Fauci.
What?
Dr. Fauci yesterday said, yes, the vaccine is going to change things, but he's guardedly optimistic about it.
Putting it to rest doesn't mean eradicating it. I doubt we're going to eradicate this. I think we need to plan that this is something we may need to maintain control over chronically. It may be something that becomes endemic that we have to just be careful about. Certainly, it's not going to be pandemic for a lot longer, because I believe the vaccines are going to turn that around.
So, yeah, he says it's going to change it, but things will not ever truly go back to normal. We need to remain safe
and
guarded.
If you needed any empirical evidence anyway to listen to the scientists, remember how they were screaming about the fall? Well, look at the map. Look at the country right now. Look what we're going through right now. Listen to these people. I totally agree with them. We're going to have to be doing that. Mask might be a big part of things for the rest of our lives. It might very well happen that way. But the pandemic will end, and that's good, and we can get back to normal. But I think when you're in massive crowds of people, it'd probably be a good idea. You know? Well, anybody get a cold in the last
six months? Orthodontist. Yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm.
Get your teeth straight and wear that mask. Doctor teeth straightener. There you go.
Mike, a 45-cent mask can save you $8,000.
Absolutely. Go for
it. Meanwhile, in Illinois, there's a 51-year-old lady named Julie Loving, and she truly is loving because she carried the baby of her own daughter, which means this week she gave birth to her own grandchild. Wow.
The first time that I mentioned it to my husband was when she had her first miscarriage. We were sitting one evening and I just said, you know, I would do that for her if she's had a lot of struggles. I would be her surrogate. But I never really thought it would actually come to that. But here we are. And I'm just really happy that I'm able to do this for her.
And I think that's really sweet. But I had to also think, you know, I really loved my mother-in-law, but I don't know if I could have gone through with that.
So true. But that's a very loving thing.
It's a very loving thing to say.
Modern technology, modern medicine. That's awesome that she was able to do that. And, you know, it's the daughter's kid.
Yeah, it is. Honest. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I hope they got all the paperwork in order. Okay, and let's close with this, Mike. Let's close with this. You know, you think you got a perfect life, right? And you're one of the most loved football players in the world, and you relocate to Florida, and what happens? Hurricane Etta. Ooh. And Tom Brady loses his dock and two jet skis.
The hurricane, that was a trip. I had a dock and broke, floated away. I had these jet skis on. I saw those things sitting out in the middle of the bay. And I was going, wow, that's pretty surreal. And I just was kind of laughing, like, well, you know, you get the jet skis back. A lot of people are dealing with a lot worse than that. We dragged them back. They were about 300 yards away at someone else's house. And I got a bunch of messages from people that were like, hey, man, are your jet skis? You know, they floated down and found their way into someone else's dock. But just waking up and seeing kind of what happened to the yard, it got pretty messed up. And be really nervous if a big one hit. So I was very lucky. But it happened pretty quick. I thought you had time to prepare for these things, but apparently you don't.
No, it was really unfortunate. He expected Chris Godwin to catch his jet skis. But
it
was incomplete.
Down here, here's what the problem was. This did develop quickly. They didn't think it was going to come this close to the southwest coast. And it caught a lot of people down here in Fort Myers Beach. A lot of dock damage, a lot of flooding, a lot of property damage down here. And it happened. It happened like in the blink of an eye. You always have to be vigilant. They've been doing it. It brings home to me, living in South Florida, how great they are at giving us a little headway. Sure. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can't do it.
What if Brady had a clock that gave him 40 seconds until the hurricane hit?
He'd be able to get out of there.
He'd be able to do it then. That's your Magic Super. Audio Vault, folks. Yes. Have a great weekend.
He'd throw his jet skis away. Perfect spiral. Anyway, hey, our thanks to Nick Loader, the singing pilot. Nick,
great guy.
Talking head today. Great chatting with you. What a great week we've had, and more fun next week as we get closer to the holidays with a very special call from a very, very special journalist to the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Looking forward to doing that next week on the Mike O'Mara Show, even though Thanksgiving is going to be... not next week, but the week after. Double. Am I right about that?
Prepare. We gotta prepare.
Mike, every day is Thanksgiving on this show.
Yeah, well, I'm preparing my stuffing already. I don't know what that means. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
It's done, Joe. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Well, bye.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.